It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of 2 Timothy, we are continuing our series on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The book of 2 Timothy, penned by the Apostle Paul, who was once called Saul of Tarsus in the scriptures. Saul of Tarsus was known as the persecutor of the early church, according to the book of Acts and the book of Galatians and other places in the New Testament scriptures. Saul of Tarsus, the Christian persecutor, was converted on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9 by the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is Paul the Apostle, who also penned a total of 14 New Testament epistles or letters. Also, 2 Timothy is known as one of the pastoral epistles, along with 1 Timothy here in 2 Timothy and the book of Titus. The pastoral epistles emphasize church order and church doctrine. And this book of 2 Timothy is also the swan song of the Apostle Paul, written approximately 68 AD before his martyrdom by Emperor Nero, where Paul suffered decapitation for the cause of Christ. And this book of 2 Timothy teaches personal references and charges to Timothy for the ministry. It also outlines the gospel and the gospel ministry. It teaches apostasy, false teachers, things that will happen in the last days, and admonitions and warnings for the local church. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, part 1, verse number 1. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Here we see in verse 1 that Paul is giving Timothy a spiritual ordination, if you will. Timothy has not graduated from a seminary, nor is he being ordained by a denominational board. But Paul is ordaining Timothy before the witnesses of God Almighty himself and the Lord Jesus Christ. Timothy is not being ordained in front of the witnesses of some board or other ministers, but this spiritual ordination taking place in verse 1 is a charge that Paul has for Timothy as part of Timothy going forth into the ministry, witnessed before the Lord Jesus Christ and before God Almighty. Verse 1 also speaks to the Lord Jesus Christ being the judge of the quick, which is those that are alive, and the dead, those that have passed on. John chapter 5, verse 28 through 29, teach, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 further teaches, and it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Yes, there will be a day of reckoning for all mankind. What we would call an inescapable appointment to stand before God Almighty Himself. Those that receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, those that have admitted that they are sinners, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, and call upon His name into His heart, those that receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior shall make it into the kingdom. Those that have rejected the love of God through Jesus Christ are not going to make it into the kingdom of God. Verses 2 through 4. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Here we see in verse 2 what this charge for Timothy was all about. It's a charge, an ordination, a propelling of him into the ministry to preach the word, not to preach traditions of men, nor preach opinions, nor preach from feelings, nor preach to just fill a church and to get numbers, but to preach the word of God, to preach whether they want to hear it or not. Reprove means to convict those that are wrong in their life through the word. Rebuke means to say that which is wrong in their life through the word. And exhort means to correct, instruct, to herald that which is wrong, and to give them direction from their errors. With all longsuffering, in terms of compassion and appropriate teaching. Verse number 3 and 4 teach that there will come a time when individuals refuse to hear the word of God. And we are in those times today. Verse 2, teaching on how we should always be ready to give out the word of God. Individuals who are not ministers can still live the word of God, can demonstrate the word of God to others as salt and light. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2 teaches that we are living epistles. Individuals looking and reading our life can either be drawn to the Lord or repelled from the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 teaches, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. For some, they do not memorize the scriptures or Bible to give responses, but they can tell their story. They can tell how good God has been to them. They can explain how much God loves them and has demonstrated grace and mercy in their life. There is always a way for us to give a response to others that's according to scripture that will give God the glory. Verses 3 through 4 teach that in these last days, there's a time when individuals no longer desire to hear truth, no longer desire to hear the word of God. They will seek individuals that will just tickle their ears, individuals that will preach what they want to hear and not what they need to hear, individuals that will be concerned with church numbers and not offending individuals, individuals that will be concerned with preaching, ensuring that there's tithes and offerings in abundance, and that the church prospers rather than getting out the word of God and changing hearts through the scriptures. these individuals will turn away individuals from the Lord, from the Word of God, and will increase and will cause individuals to hear fables, tall tales, stories, opinions, things that have nothing to do with the teaching of the Scriptures. Verse number 5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Here in verse 5, Paul is teaching Timothy once again to endure hard times, to put on alligator skin, to understand that afflictions will come and that it is a part of the ministry, a part of being a Christian, to suffer. Doing the work of an evangelist in verse 5 speaks of getting out the good news of the gospel, and making full proof of thy ministry speaks to producing fruit from the ministry, changing lives in Christ, bringing those individuals to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 6 through 8. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Verse 6 speaks of Paul being poured out like a drink offering, Paul giving it all he had for the Lord. When a drink offering is poured out unto the Lord, it's poured out drop by drop. And Paul is stating here in this analogy that he's given every drop that he has for the Lord, that he has spent himself and extinguished himself in full service, never holding back, giving out the gospel, sharing the Lord with others, visiting the sick and shut in, furthering the gospel of Jesus Christ in the good times and the tough times. When he's feeling well and he's feeling ill, Paul was poured out like a drink offering, giving all that he had drop by drop for the Lord. Verse 6, also declaring that he knows his time is coming to the end, where he shall be offered up to the Lord as an offering. Not as a sacrificial offering, but as an offering that he's given all that he has, and now he knows that Emperor Nero will take his life by decapitation, as Paul will die a martyr's death and go on to see the Lord. Verse 7 speaks of Paul finishing his course, Paul being faithful to the end. It does not matter how we start. What matters is how we finish. Verse 8 speaks of his reward that's awaiting him based on his faithfulness. And to all those that love the Lord and look forward with a longing for the Lord to come back and to take us home. Revelation chapter 2 speaks of this promise of suffering and reward based on faithfulness. Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 further speaks of this. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. James chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. If we endure to the end, if we overcome temptation, if we're faithful to the end, great is our reward in the kingdom of God. Verse 9, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. This simple scripture speaks for Paul having a longing to see Timothy, as Paul understands that the winter snows are coming and that travel will be restricted. And he's urging Timothy to please come and see me before the winter snows come in. This is the teaching on the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, part 1, and on today. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from his love and kindness, I invite you to pray this prayer with me today, this prayer of salvation, this prayer of rededication. Won't you bow your head and pray this prayer with me? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.